Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. On the eve of the Liberty Forum, there are all kinds of people coming into New Hampshire as we speak. There were a group of folks that actually came out here earlier today, and Cantwell, you and I, and approximately 27 other people were at a kind of a meetup, a gathering, a lunchtime affair at a local establishment, which I thought was a fantastic turnout.
Yeah, it was a very good turnout. I enjoyed it.
It was probably maybe five or six people who were new to the area, people who are visiting, maybe looking at moving to the Keene area here in New Hampshire. Of course, a lot of people are moving to New Hampshire because they love freedom, and the idea is to get liberty-oriented people together in the same place. And so it was exciting to see new people, of course, show up, but also to see 20-plus people who are already here, many of whom, like you and I, Chris, were migrants here, show up to welcome these folks, which must be... You know, that must make a good impression on somebody. You're showing up for a lunch, you don't know how many people are going to be there, and 20-plus people show up to meet you. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know when I first moved here, I hadn't bothered to really get acquainted with what was going on too well. I sort of went on the Shire Society and Free State Project forums and found myself a place to move into, and I instantly got a pretty warm welcome because I moved into a house with other Free Staters, and then they brought me over to the KAC, and I was just instantly plugged into this group of people. When somebody knows that they're going to get plugged into a community like that, it's in my case, I had already made the move, but someone who's considering the move, I would say that that's a strong indicator that they might feel better about moving.
I mean, there are probably more libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists in that at that table at lunch today than the average libertarian will see in one place up until that point.
Yeah, right? Outside of, like, going to Porkfest or Liberty Forum or, like, an LP convention or something like that, they're never in the presence of that many libertarians. And if you live in New York or something like that, to find yourself in the presence of 27 libertarians at a Libertarian Party meeting is unheard of.
Exactly. So that's why I feel like it's really impressive. Just to come here and visit New Hampshire and connect to the community here, it's an amazing thing. And one of those visitors is here in our studio with us right now, Virgil the Duva. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I mean, we've had you on the show in the past. I think you were at Porkfest with us.
Yep, the family was at Porkfest. I was at Liberty Forum last year, and turned out really well.
So you're back, and so it must have been an enjoyable experience the last time.
It was terrible. I'm never coming back. No, it was great. It was fantastic, and I'm glad to be back. We made a lot of friends. The kids made a lot of friends, so it's good.
Now, is the whole family back this time, or is it just you and the wife?
This time is just me with my little Golf, going through the terrible New York state streets and roads.
It's the worst coming from New York to come to New Hampshire.
But we're good. I made it here, so it's all good.
Cool. So you're looking forward to Liberty Forum.
Absolutely.
Coming up tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We're going to be there broadcasting live all throughout the weekend. Now, Virgil, the last time you were on the show was after you had been ticketed in Ohio. Which town was it?
So the city of Xenia, Ohio.
Xenia.
X-E-N-I-A. It's a very small town. Well, not very small. Maybe the size of Keene. Or so, I would say. Good sized town, I guess, and they have anti-panhandling ordinance that's been on the books, and I chose to basically purposefully panhandle in front of the police station.
That's great.
To challenge that ordinance, and they did exactly what I wanted them to do. They gave me a ticket, and they charged me with a fourth degree misdemeanor, and now...
A misdemeanor for panhandling. What is the potential punishment?
I think it's a ticket for about maybe $150-$200 or so and 30 days in jail.
Wow.
It's pretty serious. I mean, I don't want to end up behind bars, but at the same time, I guess sometimes you have to push the envelope and put your neck a little bit on the line there. So,
which you've already done, by the way. I mean, you're already, aren't you out on bail conditions for
arrest? I am. That's not good. It's for basically kicking a police cone. It was assault on a plastic cone. And yes, I'm out on bail. They charged me for... What did they charge me with? I think obstruction of official business and...
That's a misdemeanor, right?
Yeah, those are actually worse. One of them, trespassing is a fourth-degree misdemeanor, and I think obstruction is third. So that those are actually worse offenses, I guess. They add up. And I have a trial for that as well in another maybe month or so.
You were charged with a misdemeanor... Okay, so you were charged with misdemeanors at the initial incident with the mall. There was like a mall protest that you went to kind of, as an independent photojournalist, to cover that. And you were arrested there, and now you're out on bail conditions. Are you worried that they're going to revoke bail on you?
You know, that's a good question. These are two separate municipalities and courts. I haven't even thought about it until this recent thing came up. So I have no idea. That's a good question.
Because usually when you're out on bail, the terms are you're not supposed to get any further misdemeanors or felonies.
I don't even know what my terms are, but don't tell them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm only talking from my experience.
Don't tell them on 150 broadcast stations across the United States.
I'm only going from my experience in New Hampshire, and Ohio could be different. So, you know, I don't know what the rules are there. Certainly this isn't legal advice, but it could be that if they get wind of the arrest in the other town, and you can damn well better believe the police are communicating, because from what I could tell when we last talked to you, it sounded like these cops, who you don't know, knew who you were.
They all know about us. There's a small group of activists in that area. They all know us by name. We cop block all the time. We do DUI, interference type activities at DUI checkpoints. They know very well who we are.
So. Right. So word's probably gotten around.
Absolutely.
In that case.
I mean, I have been in positions where I've been out on bail, caught new charges in the same jurisdiction, and they didn't come after me in New York. That said, you know, New York's jails are very full, and they're not exactly too anxious to get people into them. They'd rather extract money from you, which the court is very good at doing. So
there is that. And sometimes
it sounds to me, if you're talking about third and fourth degree misdemeanors, these are not what we would call in New York an A misdemeanor, which carries up to a year in jail with it. So they're probably not terribly anxious to try to hold you in jail. They're expecting to get money out of you.
They're the low degree of misdemeanors you can get in Ohio. The next one is basically a traffic ticket.
A violation.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, what can also happen, my experience was I was arrested three times in 1 year back in 2010. So there was the trespass of 12 arrest when I was arrested outside of the jail for basically being outside of the jail. There was the drinking game arrest where I was arrested for drinking not alcohol, but water that was in a bottle that formerly had alcohol in it, labeled with not a beer on the front. And in between those two arrests, I was arrested for standing in front of a police car, which you can see that arrest in Derek J's victimless crime spree. But what happened with each one of those, because I was taken into custody on all three of them, you weren't on the second one, so you never had to go through an arraignment yet, right? That's coming up.
There was an arraignment.
There was.
Yes. And the judge already scheduled the trial, and I filed for a continuance because they only gave me like 10 days.
When were you arraigned? Because it seemed like that was fairly recent.
Yeah, it was about a week and a half ago, yeah.
So when did the arraignment happen in relation to when you were ticketed?
Less than a week after. It was very quick.
That is fast. So it takes them like a month if they schedule an arraignment out. So had they wanted to revoke bail, that would have been the time they did it.
Right.
So that didn't happen. So that's a good thing. But what they did to me was they, because I was arrested each time, I got arraigned each time, and the judge kept putting on more restrictive bail conditions. He never actually revoked bail.
But it's the same judge for all three, though.
That's correct.
Difference.
Yeah, that is a difference.
He knows you.
As well, he does. But my point was that even though I got arrested three times, they didn't revoke the bail, which goes to what Campbell was saying, not necessarily wanting to put me in the jail, but still wanting to put me on what ultimately became a house arrest, sort of a semi-house arrest. I had essentially a curfew where I could not leave my property between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. So that didn't happen to you, so that's probably a good sign. You've been in touch with the ACLU about this panhandling situation because they've handled, they've taken these cases, these panhandling cases, to court in other states.
They have. In fact, just recently, I do a lot of work in Colorado. Just recently, I heard about Fort Lauderdale. They got, I think they either were sued or threatened to with lawsuits by the ACLU. So they changed their ordinance. They changed a lot of the language as a result of that. And they've won several lawsuits, prominent lawsuits over the country. And today, out of the blue, I get an email from ACLU of Ohio. I didn't ask them, to contact me or anything. This attorney, I spent about, 15, 20 minutes on the phone with him today, and we hashed out some things, and he will go back to his board and find out if they take the case or not. Who knows what will come out of it, but I'm hoping maybe something will happen. We'll see.
Will you keep us up to date here?
Absolutely. I will.
Virgil Viduva, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. And, of course, we're going to keep talking to interesting guests throughout the weekend, people who are some of the movers and the shakers, the doers in the Liberty movement. A lot of them are going to be at the Liberty Forum, and it's not too late for you to join us. You could go to NHLibertyForum.com. The event actually starts tomorrow. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Google and fact-checking coming up.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam, my best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453 is the number. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. In fact, we'll be going to Skype shortly. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to send a contact request. It will be approved, and after that, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype.
Get a free pound of coffee by simply going to coffee.freetalklive.com and signing up for the subscription plan there. It is, well, it's a subscription plan, but you can cancel it at any time. You get your free pound of delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic coffee that's top 1% grade Arabica beans. I mean, this coffee is as good a coffee as you've ever drank. I love BuzzBox coffee. You're going to really enjoy it. But what sets BuzzBox apart in my mind is that they really care about the world. They want to make the world a better place. And so they give us money to give to the charity of our choice. And we picked Kiva.org in order to...
good choice.
Yeah, to give microloans, because I don't want to give people a bunch of handouts, especially things that they don't want necessarily or need. I'd rather them to give them a hand up. You know, these microloans, they're people, you know, they borrow for the things that they need, that they believe that their lives are, that can make their lives better. They've got stake in it, too, and I think that's what's important. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay the shipping on the free pound, and the pound's yours. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts coming up. Google wants to fact check, and that disturbs you, right, Chris Cantwell?
I'm very disturbed by it, and...
We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. Also, Gavin Syme is back at it. He is somebody we actually had on the show in the past. He did some bravery, kind of standing up to the government goons at like a checkpoint previously. And now he's doing it in a courtroom. He got himself arrested for his efforts. I got some of the audio from the video that he posted, which is pretty. It's pretty shocking. It's shocking how long this guy basically yells at a judge in her courtroom before she finally has him arrested.
Wow.
So I was shocked watching this video last night. We'll get into that here.
They don't usually tolerate that very long.
No, it was amazing. Let's go to, first though, Skype, where we've got Jake in Charlotte. Jake, is it Charlotte, North Carolina?
That's correct.
Welcome, sir. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was actually just calling in because I just wanted to take issue with what Chris was talking about last night regarding to quote-unquote capitalism and its relationship with traditional anarchist thought.
Sure. Here you are.
Yeah. Basically, capitalism, the term capitalism, hadn't really been corrupted by the left, but it's actually been more corrupted by the right. Originally, what did not mean free markets, to which what the modern term means, but it had a different meaning back in the day.
Well, we acknowledged on the show last night that basically the term, I believe, was coined by Karl Marx, who certainly didn't have a good view of it. He determined that capitalism was basically the oppression of the poor by the rich. And then some folks came around with some rational economic analysis to say, well, no, you're wrong.
Well, you keep on accusing left anarchists as, engaging in what you call word salad, which is not necessarily true. They were the ones, engaged in terming capitalism as a specific economic system, the same way how they term socialism. The terms mean something different today than they meant back then, to which left anarchists have different meanings attached to them. That was the difference. Your accusation was misplaced.
I disagree with your assessment. So, I mean, when the term capitalism is coined by Marx, he's basically trying to demonize economics. He's saying that, there was not the word capitalism prior to this, and he says that, well, this is capitalism when these things happen. And he demonizes it, and he says, well, this is evil, and this is how we're going to do away with it, is to change every economic law known to man. And it didn't pan out so well. It killed millions of people. So the fact that word salad from anti-capitalists started a long time ago comes as no surprise to me whatsoever, but I completely disagree with your assessment that we're the ones playing chicanery with the language.
I mean, personally, I really don't care one way or the other, and I agree with Mark. Is like, we need to first address what we mean by terms, and I think he was on the correct point. And also, I don't believe it was Marx that came up with the term. It was some other thinker, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I had heard that there was a socialist before Marx, essentially, that came up with the term capitalism slightly before, and then Marx and his and Engels basically got, well, you know, I mean, that's how it's going to be. The bigger name that comes along. John the Baptist did a heck of a lot of preaching. Jesus gets the credit, you know?
Why would somebody want to adopt a term that was purportedly created by Karl Marx for themselves? It seems like using the, you know, using the enemy's label.
Because I think it's actually, I think that the term itself is actually good, okay? So, you know, capitalism, it depends on who you talk to, obviously, how they're trying to use this word. The people that I've been arguing lately are the left market anarchists. I'm not dealing with Marxists. I'm dealing with people who wrote the book Markets Not Capitalism, the people over at, like, Center for a Stateless Society. And their problem is basically that people get rich, that they have access to capital, and they wield that capital to induce wage slavery. That you're basically, because you're paying somebody to do something that they're not really inclined to do otherwise, that you're doing something bad to them.
Sorry, I disagree with that sentiment. I mean, if you read the whole work, it's not that they're rich. It's they're rich at the expense of other people through enclosure and all these other things and privilege and all these economic state-sanctioned rights that aren't inherent in voluntary interaction or basic free market economics.
And I don't disagree with the problems that they have with people getting rich at the behest of the state, or that the anti-free market things that go on in a society are obviously causing people to get rich unjustly. I don't disagree with that at all. I have a response. I haven't gotten through Markets Not Capitalism in its entirety yet, but I did make a response to Anna Morgenstern's Anarcho-Capitalism is Impossible on my website, Christopher Campbell. Well.com. It's titled Left Anarchism is Impossible. There's some very, very flawed economic reasoning going on there, and it takes, unfortunately, a great deal of time to debunk it. The idea being that some of these folks, they don't believe that the accumulation of capital would be possible in a free society for a number of reasons. For example, that the concept that the cost of protecting your property absentee ownership would be impossible in the absence of the state, because the more property you have, the more it costs to protect it. In that instance, I made the case, look, that's exactly what we live in now. The more you make, we have a progressive income tax in the United States. That's a huge deterrent to the acquisition of capital. You have property taxes. The more your property costs, the more your property is worth, the more it costs to pay your property taxes. So if you have to hire protection services for things like absentee ownership later on, it would probably be cheaper than your tax burden
that's
is now.
True. Jake, anything else you want to share tonight?
I just lost it.
Jake, if you want, I'd encourage you to call into some garbage podcast on Friday. I'd like to discuss it with you further.
Oh, sure.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jake. What time? Some Garbage Podcast?
5 to 7 p.m. every Friday.
On ChristopherCampbell.com?
Or SomeGarbagePodcast.com. Now, you can go to either one of those sites /live, SomeGarbagePodcast.com or ChristopherCampbell.com/live, and you will be able to watch it live from there.
All right, there you go. We'll continue here. Your calls are certainly welcome about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, some just shocking video that I was in disbelief. The way this judge was kind of just, she was just completely impotent in this video. And it's very unusual for a judge to act like this. I don't know if they got lucky, but we'll tell you more about what happened, I think, in Washington State with Gavin Stein being arrested in a courtroom. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BitBit.co. Why? Because BitBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BitBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BitBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BitBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham units. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Well, toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM with you in studio tonight. You've got me, Ian
Cantwell,
and Mark.
Check out Chris on his website at ChristopherCantwell.com. We just mentioned the Some Garbage podcast, at least weekly production that he does over there at ChristopherCantwell.com, as well as all kinds of blogging on a variety of different issues. Coming up, Chris, you'll be talking to us about your feelings surrounding Google wanting to decide what is a fact.
Yeah, they want to do some fact-checking, and for those of you not watching on camera, I'm putting fact in quotes.
And I have some immediate concerns about this, but we can talk a little bit further here in a moment. Coming up, some shocking video footage from Gavin Syme. But first, Alma is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Alma.
Well, I guess I've been banned again on the radio station I've been trying to help you with. I wasn't the most favorite person before I tried to help you. All I did was tell the truth yesterday.
What happened?
And the man hung up on me. He was like an old wet hen when he hung up.
Well, hold on. What were you calling? What were you calling about? I mean, what was the truth in your mind? Alma.
Ian.
Alma.
Ian. Uh-oh.
Maybe we have some sort of technical difficulty here. Can you hear me?
Not yet now.
Okay, great.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. So what I was asking you was what happened to get you banned from the radio station?
I'm not their favorite person because I tell the truth. And if you don't agree with these little talk shows, they get really upset with you. But they don't like me because I'm the one that's been trying to help you on this station.
Okay.
Out of Tallahassee in Panama City, and I'm not the favorite person for that.
Is the show attacking us or something?
We have heard one thing one guy said attacking you. But,
well, that's fine. It doesn't bother me, Alma. I mean, I'm happy when
me
the...
Either. I just won't listen to them. But all I did was, you know...
Tell them to attack us more frequently.
Yeah, I would,
interesting.
I would be happy with that.
I'm going to get me a badge that says I am banned from talk shows.
What happened, though? I mean, trying to get this out of you, what happened that got you banned?
I'm starting to understand.
Well, I said one thing, and it was the truth, and it was about the United States and EU and Saudi Arabia was funding ISIS, and that they're not going to stop fighting these wars and killing people until they have one world government. And I said, we should not support this. That got me banned.
So you said what you shouldn't support what? The U.S. funding ISIS?
Yes. From killing.
Well, I mean, that doesn't seem that like a controversial position at all.
Well, I think what happened was she started talking about one world government and they pinned her as a tinfoil hat and kicked her off the radios, unfortunately. I don't blame you. They've got the radio waves out there. I mean, it's a thing. It's a serious problem.
Thanks, Alma, for the call tonight.
Just to see the 10-4 hat woman.
That's adorable. Thank you for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I like to warm mine up in the microwave before I put it on.
Bad idea. Yeah. Bad idea. You shouldn't be telling people to do that, Mark. I know
people are wearing tinfoil hats. Come on.
Putting tinfoil in the microwave, not a good idea.
No, it's a bad idea.
Putting any kind of metallic thing in the microwave, generally not going to go well.
Sometimes you'll find plates that have like a little silver or something around
I
the rim.
That.
And it's like sometimes it'll be fine and other times not so fine.
Yeah, we had those. My folks had them and I would put them in the microwave and it wouldn't be like a fire starter, but every once in a while you just see them little sparks fly off the side of it. Yeah.
ExpressCoin.com, you go there and hook up with Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. Might be a good time to get Bitcoin. They seem to be on an upward trend over the last several days. That doesn't mean that's going to continue. You never know. But to me, getting Bitcoin is about investing in the future of currency, not so much trying to play the ups and the downs. I say get the Bitcoin and then do what Johnny Ray has done in the past, which is buy a certain percentage of, if you get a paycheck, take a percentage of that and just buy Bitcoin consistently every single week. And that way the price sort of averages over time. There's some kind of economic term for that, but I never really remember what it is. But the idea of just keeping on buying something and not worrying about the ups and the downs of it.
You're sort of hedging your bets, if you will.
Yeah.
You're buying something at a commodity that you expect to go up in price over time. You know, if you went and bought a bunch of Bitcoin at $1,200, that was a pretty sad investment for you. But if you had been buying it
consistently
up until that moment, then when it comes back down to the mean of growth, then you're still ahead of the game. Yeah.
Yeah. ExpressCoin.com can hook you up, and they can do it at a great rate for Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, and a few others from what I understand. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. I've used ExpressCoin. Mark, you have as well.
Yep, just used them today, as a matter of fact.
Wow, that's great. And they are great. They do a great job. They've been at it for a while now. In fact, they are even licensed with the government via a money services business license. Plus, they're available in the U.S. and Canada. So you can go to ExpressCoin.com, do it from your smartphone, download their app, and don't forget to use coupon code FTL. With coupon code FTL, you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. Normally, there's a fee involved in transacting from one currency to another, but in this case, if you use code FTL, no fee, up to $40 worth. So, coming up, we'll talk about Google wanting to fact-check your website, but first, what is an absolutely shocking video from a courtroom. And I presume this is in Washington because we've had Gavin on the line with us previously on Free Talk Live. Gavin Syme, I forget. Gavin Syme, I believe, is his name. Douglas County Courts, where he and a group of people have a situation with a judge. They had informed the court that they were going to be bringing cameras in. So it wasn't a secret. They had filed notice. And right out the gate, when the judge comes in, she has one of these people arrested, essentially, in the courtroom. The guy who is actually apparently at the defense table gets arrested. And as that's happening, Gavin is outside of the courtroom. He's coming back into the courtroom with his camera rolling. I'm going to pick up this footage here because it just gets pretty amazing what happens with this judge, who at this point is not even in the courtroom, by the way. So the judge not yet in the courtroom. The police are in the process of arresting Gavin's friend who's in court. I'm just going to pick up the audio here.
Stand up.
There's a fairly... So this is the police trying to get the guy at the defense table.
Why are you taking him out?
You're taking me too, dude.
Yeah, might as well take us off.
Take us off.
Take us off.
Come on out.
No, no, take us off.
Whoa. They're taking him out.
Nope.
Wait. The judge does not override the Sixth Amendment, sir.
All right, listen.
You know, there would be cameras here.
Now, just to have enough people in a courtroom to where you actually have people standing up saying, take us all, I think, is an indicator of the kind of ballsiness that you're going to continue hearing throughout this video.
How dare you violate this piece of liberty?
So they're outside the courtroom now.
You guys are held to constitution. You guys take an oath. Somebody grab that camera up front.
These guys...
Somebody go with...
So what you're hearing in this video, and we're going to get to the good part where he actually, the really shocking part where he just goes back and forth with the judge for at least a couple minutes. But what you're hearing in this video is something that a lot of us have been through. That we've been through similar situations like this in Keene, New Hampshire. In fact,
you can't record here and whatnot.
Right, you can't record. But also what you're hearing from them is like this shock of the Constitution. You're violating the Constitution.
Yeah.
And I remember my days when I was like, you swore an oath to the Constitution, and how dare you? I'm shocked by this.
Didn't you read the Sixth Amendment?
Right. So there's a lot of that kind of shock and sort of indignance going on here. And I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying that, you know, we've sort of been through this phase.
Right. When it's no longer surprising that government agents are like, Constitution, get out of my way. I've been told to do something.
Yeah,
I
never read the thing. Why would I?
Yeah.
I
just swore an
oath to it. Somebody go with Nathan. Keep a camera on. He went out the door.
All right.
And it's also
right here, let me see.
Multiple cameras here.
It's on there. All right, folks. So
assaulted. So now Gavin is now standing. He's crossed the bar. He's now standing and turning towards the courtroom and just addressing the people in the court. Now, the judge, again, has not yet come in here. She's going to come in shortly. And there will be essentially a shouting match between Gavin Stein and this judge, which I was like amazed that this judge did not have him arrested as soon as he talked back to her, because that's happened to us. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You, too, can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home, helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free. Coming up, the more of this video here that to me was shocking. I mean, I've seen some court videos with some bad behavior by bureaucrats, and in this case, I was shocked at how reticent the bureaucrats were to actually take to take these activists down. We'll continue here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also, of course, join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please, you can shop with Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and that's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, as well as Amazon UK, whichever one is right for you. And then just purchase whatever it is you were intending on buying, and Free Talk Live will benefit. We'll get a cut of the sale. When you do that, over at shop.freetalklive.com. Just to give you a little bit more about what we're playing for you here, his website is callmegav.com, Gavin Syme. We've had him on Free Talk Live in the past to talk about a situation where he essentially refused to be searched and harassed by Border Patrol agents, if I'm recalling correctly, and that's kind of what put him on my radar as a guy who's willing to stand up for his rights and his beliefs. Now, if I'm recalling correctly from our conversation with him, he did not self-describe as a libertarian. He seems to be more kind of a right-winger who has an appreciation for the Constitution. Calls out to the Constitution in this video. It's a 15-minute long video. We're not playing the entire thing here. some constitutional violations, you know, violations of the Fourth Amendment, Fifth, Sixth, 14th, First Amendments. And in his article, he goes off on some of this, and he says that his friend, his brother, Nathan Syme, said, "Who stands with me?" when he was grabbed by police and dragged out of the courtroom simply for being a patriot. "We were attacked, violated, and arrested for defending the Constitution, our right to due process, our right to free speech, and our neighbor. It's happening all over America behind closed doors. It's time to take back our courts. It's time to take back our liberty."
Yeah, I can imagine some people don't really like the idea that this guy's acting this way in a courtroom, but I really got to ask the question, I mean, don't we deserve to know what's going on in free courts in free countries? If you can't have video in there and see what's happening, then, you know, people aren't held accountable in the same way. And that's really a problem. And by people, I mean government bureaucrats that you're forced to pay their paycheck, whether they wear a black muumuu or they're the prosecutor or whatever they are. The fact is that video tends to keep people a bit more honest. Yes, I understand that they're not going to be terribly honest, but it's a bit more. And I think that these people have absolutely the right to be able to video in there, and they're not allowing them. And what do you do about that?
Just to kind of bring you back to what happened here, because I'm a little more familiar with the situation.
Okay.
There were multiple cameras being utilized in this courtroom.
Yes.
And the bailiffs weren't immediately arresting people for video recording. They were just, there was some sort of issue with them claiming that they weren't allowed to, but they weren't actually stopping them. So there's plenty of footage of what actually happened. In fact, in the video that I'm playing back, Gavin at multiple points actually, he really did a good job. He actually got footage from the court, so you can see some of their surveillance camera footage during this. So this is a well-edited piece where it's been put together very, very carefully using multiple angles. Towards the end of the video, which we're not going to get through to the end of that part because I just wanted to play some of the more outrageous portions, but at the end, they do ultimately end up shutting down all the cameras in the courtroom, but it takes them 15 minutes solid to actually have that happen, and they have to make two or three arrests in order for that to actually happen, to put the fear into the rest of the people in the courtroom. But I was really just shocked at how reticent they were to make the arrest, and maybe that's because they were on camera. I don't know if this judge would have behaved differently had she not been on camera. So let me continue with this here story here. So again, he's talking about how they're attacked for defending the Constitution. They want to take back the courts. Good luck with that. I think it's a nice idea and everything, but
take back the mafia. Yeah. Take back the Bloods and the Crips.
It's pretty pie in the sky. And by the way, there's an interesting thing they point out in the video, but not audibly. Throughout this entire thing, there's a mainstream journalist present. The local newspaper has a reporter sitting in the courtroom who shakes the cop's hand at one point, and he's just sitting there with his camera. He's not being bothered. So even though these activists put
that
in notice,
truly disgusting.
Yeah. So they put in notice with the court, as you'll hear here in a moment. And this other guy is just sitting along the sidelines, taking pictures and watching all of this go down. And the cops, of course, are doing nothing to him. So continuing here, after one of his buddies was arrested, Gavin Syme comes in and he starts to address the court. This is before the judge is in. So this guy's crossed the bar. He's standing in the area where the defense table is at this point.
Arrest Nathan, threw him out of the courtroom. These people, they have no respect for the Sixth Amendment, for the Constitution, or for the law. These people swore an oath. We notified this court that there would be filming in this courtroom. They are required by law. This judge is required by law.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down.
Now, the judge is here. And listen, you know, listen to him. Now, we're at 3:46 in this video here. Let's see how long he lasts before this judge actually has him arrested.
This judge, sir, we notify you, ma'am, that we will be recording in this courtroom.
Sir, I'll make a decision on it pretty soon. Go sit down.
You just drug our advisors out of the courtroom with the police. The police don't have us.
You don't have an advisor, sir.
We are his advisors. And we notify the court of that.
You don't have an advisor, sir.
We notified the court in writing that there would be filming. The court,
and who are you, sir?
I'm a friend of the defendant, and we notified
who are you, sir.
I am a citizen of the United States of America, ma'am. Did you swear an oath to the United States Constitution?
Sir,
did you swear an oath to the United States Constitution?
That's ballsy. I mean, just, first of all, shouting at her, essentially, and then also interrupting the judge. I mean, I was blown away.
Just the act of getting beyond the bar is pretty big. It's a pretty big deal. In most courtrooms, you'd have been tackled already. There would not be a discussion going on at this point.
Right.
But you want to take back our court.
Who will rise and stand in defiance of this lawlessness? Arrest us all. Who will stand in defiance of this lawlessness?
I don't know who you are, but I'm telling you to be quiet.
I'm telling you, you are in contempt of this court. Do we need to arrest you, ma'am?
Mr. Sashin, come on back. Sit down, please.
You go get Nathan, and you return him to the court.
No, sir.
Yes, ma'am, please.
Sir, if you can't be quiet and respectful of the court,
he's a helper in here. He's been helping tell research. He was removed from the courtroom. Within the court rules, ma'am, within the court rules, we notified the court that we would be filming.
Notifying the court is not sufficient. We do have a representative from the
court. No, that's not true. We notified the court that we would be filming.
Did you hear that? We do have a representative of the press here, she says. So we don't need you with your little cameras and your little press here.
We have our propagandist.
Right. We've got this guy over here, and that should cover it.
The court is required to respond in writing with an articulatable reason under the court rules.
At the time of trial, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay,
you will sit down or leave.
Let's return.
You will sit down or leave.
Will you return my brother to the courtroom?
Sir, you will sit down or leave.
Will you return my brother to the courtroom?
You will sit down or leave.
If I sit down, will you address that at least?
Is it...
Will you address that if I sit down?
I told you I will run the court. You will sit down.
This
or
is
leave.
The people's court, man.
Can you believe this?
I'm aware
this?
Of that. You will
no,
sit down.
I am stunned by this. This is, I mean, we're now at 2 minutes in since he started shouting at this judge.
She's having a really good day, I got to tell you.
Down or leave, sir.
Will you please address my question if I comply with that?
You will sit down or leave. This is my courtroom.
No, this is our courtroom. How dare you say that this is your courtroom? This is the people's courtroom.
I got to say, I like some of the things this guy says.
He's ballsy. I love it.
Lady, you didn't pay for this stinking courtroom. Yeah. You don't deserve anything. You're an unsuccessful attorney. If you were successful, you'd be out there making money.
Paid for this microphone.
You know, like, whatever. She's a shiftless government bureaucrat, and somebody's calling her out on it.
The people, I am the one that controls the courtroom.
Yeah, now, you could have fooled me, lady, at this point. I mean, because this courtroom is out of control, which I love. I mean, I love seeing this happen. This is a wonderful thing, and I'd love to have these guys, you know, I don't know what their political beliefs are, but just people doing stuff like that here in New Hampshire, I think would be great.
Yeah, she's just trying so desperately to regain dominance in that place, and it's just plain not happening.
Well, I mean, almost every judge I've ever seen would have, within the first moment of this level of defiance, have proved that it was their courtroom by ordering a bailiff to come and arrest the person.
Arrest him, contempt
of court.
Yeah, that would not have gone on. We're 2 minutes into him doing this now. It would not have gone on for 30 seconds.
No, not even that.
You control the courtroom within the boundaries of the Constitution.
This gentleman will either leave or sit down and be quiet.
Who will stand in defiance? Lock the door.
Throw your gun.
Lock the door, he says to his supporters.
Now they're forcing him. Yeah.
So it's arrest time now for Gavin Stein. But he made it a solid 2 minutes. He says, "Are you going to tase me, bro?" So this is good stuff. I'll put the link to the full 15 minute.
I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the superstate and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $2.49 in other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Spend your life with Extendovite.
Here is
is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.